All right, so here we are. It's Friday night, June 7th, and we've just seen an exciting game with... Oops, I just missed the gopher hole there. So, with the coach of Aurora FC, just came in this year replacing, I think it was Michael O'Keefe last year, and knowing him from years of leagues gone past as a player, now he's a coach, Hallsford-Humber College, that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But how? What about today's game, that big win over on the road against Durham?
Yeah, you know, we're excited to get our win now after having tied a few there that I thought were close matches, and the boys came in ready to compete and ready to find 3 points, and it was a convincing win. So 5-0, we're very happy.
Yeah. So how about how you got this position, as you were, as a lot of the guys, coaches in the league have come through the school systems, and they picked up, league play, League One play, mm-hmm. and they've also brought some players over with mm-hmm. them. Could you name a few that have come over from Humber?
Yeah, we have a few from Humber College. Michael Fayoun, who got 2 goals tonight. Yeah. Nicholas Machado, who finally got into the lineup after receiving an ITC transfer, which was fantastic to see him in the lineup. Riley Ferrazzo, who played for us last year, and Nick Fernandi in goal. So there's about 4 of them on the field tonight, which provides some familiarity and continuity amongst the group.
Yeah, and Michael, who I always know as the mm-hmm. photographer for the league, but yes.
triples as a photographer, a center back, and now a striker with 2 goals.
Yeah, for 2 goals, that's right. Very impressive. Yes, mm-hmm. great. Now let's see. But you picked up this to come over to this league after mm-hmm. years of school. How good was Humber? You can brag about them. They were the best college in Canada.
Well, I still think we are the best college in Canada. We just came off a national championship in 2018, the very last season. I believe it was back to back now again, and we've won 5 national championships in the last 7 years. And we are a record high program in Canada, having won 7 national championships, the only college to do so. And it's actually, I believe, also a Humber program high with 7 national championships. So not only at our school, but within the country. And I think we've established ourselves as a top contender and a national program, right? So it's going very well at Humber College.
Yeah. Now, is there an attraction to Aurora because Jim Brennan used to, was a manager and so on here, as somehow some kind of a stepping stone or link that some people think that might be good enough to get to the CPL?
Well, I mean, CPL having purchased League One, it's definitely a developmental league for, players, referees, administrators, coaches, and whatnot. And so I think, different coaches have aspirations of perhaps getting to the next level. I mean, at the moment for myself, I enjoy coaching at Humber College. I'm enjoying my time here in Aurora, and we'll see what the future holds. So,
okay, very good.
So, assistant coach here, Alex Sabatini, might want to add a word or two. He's also actually the associate head coach at Aurora now.
Sure,
and he's
okay.
With Humber College.
So, how do you feel this position? Oh, can Brad take your picture in a minute?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. You know what? Like we had mentioned to one of the reporters at League One, this was a good fit for us. As Mike had mentioned, we're over at Humber College, so we thought this would be a good fit for us. We're very familiar with the player pool, not just of Humber, but as well the other colleges in Ontario, as well as the U Sport. So we have a really good firm grasp on the player pool, and very good idea.
Okay, nice. And so I've heard from Phil Villala is now with the team after success at Oakville. Good reason he's here, because he lives in this, nearby here, saves the drive. But do you have, he was attracted to this team? Is there a reason for that?
I think with Phil, I mean, we know him very well. I mean, he plays at one of the other Ontario colleges, and he's always a formidable opponent. And we thought Phil would be a great fit for us. He's got a proven track record of success, not only in League One, but in the OCAA. Very good in front of the goal. Very good in holding up play, you know, a very good aerial threat. And one of his big assets this year, he's one of our captains as well. So he's stepping up and he's a leader.
He was.
He's very good in every sense of the way. So we're really, really happy to have him.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. And just